Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2001. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number two, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. There are many kinds of prisons, and you may be a prisoner yourself. If you think you are confined or limited, if you fear change, if you are tied to patterns of the past, if you lock out the joy available to you each moment, or if you fail to speak up when you or someone else is being manipulated, controlled, or abused, unlock your chains of blockages, limiting self-talk, and bully behavior. When you let it go and stand tall, its power fades away.
Fire burns and everybody's belly. that's ever been born. Raise your voice, don't leave it on the ground at all. Raise your voice, let your hair hang down. Raise your voice, just to make a lot of noise. Make a whole lot of noise, let me hear the sound. Make a whole lot of noise, let me hear the sound. Make a whole lot of noise, let me hear the sound.
I send out love's call to all God's children. Stand ever so tall and receive His light. Be of, sing of, be one with the light. You'll never know want or earthly disaster. Accept His love now. You'll have life ever after. All you hold dear is now deep inside you to help you arise to your own paradise. The message of light is brought by the doves. Streamers of pink wrap all nations in love. Love's sweetest song is what you can be now. Sing praise all day long. You'll be one with the light. Angel Joy. Copyright Joy Foundation.
Yes, Lord, you know, in this lifetime, yes. I mean, this prison, you know, physical prison. Lord, without you, I'm nothing. I'm begging you, please, oh God, give me strength, give me strength. Give me strength, oh God, because without you, I'm nothing.
Lord, hear my cry. For I'm in desperate need. Please rescue me. It's pleasing that I can praise the name. I'm
feel ashamed. Cause I don't play no foolish games no more. That's for sure. Create me from my sins and make me clean with it. Create me a new heart and a new and loving spirit. Because I just wanna be free. Say it, I wanna be free. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. Say it, I wanna be free. Because with some conquering, it's all I see. Say it, I wanna be free. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. Say it, I wanna be free. Because with unconquered is all I see. Yeah, I was a prisoner in my own world. Searching for freedom, looking for cause. Why? Searching in all the wrong places. And I know I just wanna be free. I wanna be free. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. There it is. Wanna be free. Because with unconquered is all I see. There it is. Wanna be free. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. There it is. Wanna be free. Because this is unconquered and conquered all of it, all of it. There it is. Want to testify what my God has done for I and I. Say it, I want to testify what my Lord has done for I and I. Lift me up when I was down. Set my feet on solid ground. I was in bondage, Lord, He set me free. Why? Take me out of bondage and captivity. Take me out of bondage and captivity. Say it, I want to testify what my Lord has done for I and I. Say it, I want to testify what my Lord has done for I and I. Say it, I wanna be free. Physically, and mentally. Say it, I wanna be free. Be free. Because bricks and concrete is all I see. Say it, I wanna be free. Free. Spiritually, and mentally. Say it, I wanna be free. Free. Because bricks and concrete is all I see. Oh.
Anyone can observe the Sabbath, but making it holy surely takes the rest of the week. By Alice Walker. It was all right for the great Creator to rest on the seventh day. But many contemporary humans know they just can't take the time. After all, they're not creating the world 6 days a week, just carrying its weight on their shoulders. The Greeks had a wonderful word for this attitude, hubris. Hubris is an exaggerated sense of self-confidence, and it usually comes before a humbling. A heart attack is certainly very humbling. And it is not surprising in the least that heart disease is now one of the leading killers. Some keep the Sabbath going to church, Emily Dickinson confided. I keep it staying at home. Many do. There are some Sundays, especially in winter or when it rains, that I don't even get out of my pajamas until noon. Long ago, I stopped feeling guilty about this because I've learned how to honor my Sabbath by keeping it holy and happy. Many people look upon the Sabbath as Sunday. Others keep the Sabbath from Friday at sundown through Saturday. It doesn't matter what day of the week you set aside as your own personal Sabbath. It just matters that you keep one. Here is a short guide to what you should not be doing on your Sabbath. Strenuous household chores. Preparing meals is permitted, but they should be either easy or festive, depending on your choice. Catching up on work that you didn't complete last week, or getting a head start on work you're supposed to start on Monday. Shopping at large department stores that insert slick circulars in weekend papers. This is what the Sabbath is for. Reverence, rest, renewal, rejuvenation, reassuring rituals, recreation, rejoicing, revelation, remembering how much you have to be grateful for, and saying thank you. You can do this in a church, mosque, temple, or synagogue, on a walk, while antiquing, sitting in bed propped up on pillows reading something wonderful with a breakfast tray, working the crossword puzzle before a roaring fire, attending a marvelous art exhibition or movie matinee, or listening to opera in the kitchen as you sip sherry and prepare a fabulous feast. What matters is that you do something special that speaks to your soul and that you revel in whatever you do. Your activities on the Sabbath should uplift you and provide enough inspiration to sustain you during the week to come. Sunday is sort of like a piece of bright golden brocade lying in a pile of white muslin weekdays. Yoshiko Yoshida wrote in A Jar of Dreams, "If this is not what the great Creator intended when he/she created the Sabbath, then I have no idea what is sacred." From Simple Abundance, A Daybook of Comfort and Joy by Sarah Ban Resnick. Her hair up in a ponytail, her favorite dress tied with a bow. Today was Daddy's day at school, and she couldn't wait to go. But her mommy tried to tell her that she probably should stay home. Why the other kids might not understand if she went to school alone. But she was not afraid. She knew just what to say. What to tell her classmates on this Daddy's Day. But still her mother worried for her to face this day alone. And that was why once again she tried to keep her daughter home. But the little girl went to school eager to tell them all about a dad she never sees, a dad who never calls. There were daddies along the wall in back for everyone to meet. Children squirming impatiently, anxious in their seats. One by one, the teacher called a student from the class to introduce their daddy as seconds slowly passed. At last, the teacher called her name. Every child turned to stare. Each of them were searching for a man who wasn't there. "Where is her daddy?" she heard a boy call out. "She probably doesn't have one," another student dared to shout. and from somewhere near the back, she heard a daddy say, "Looks like another deadbeat dad, too busy to waste his day." The words did not offend her as she smiled at her friends and looked back at her teacher who told her to begin. And with hands behind her back, slowly she began to speak. And out from the mouth of a child came words incredibly unique. "My daddy couldn't be here because he's very far away, but I know he wishes he could be with me on this daddy's day. And though you cannot meet him, I wanted you to know all about my daddy and how much he loves me so. He loved to tell me stories. He taught me to ride my bike. He surprised me with pink roses and taught me to fly a kite. We used to share fudge sundaes and ice cream in a cone. And though you cannot see him, I'm not standing all alone. 'Cause my daddy's always with me, even though we are apart. I know because he told me he'll forever be here in my heart.'" With her little hand reached up and laid across her chest, feeling her own heartbeat beneath her favorite dress. And from somewhere in the crowd of dads, her mother stood in tears, proudly watching her daughter, who was wise beyond her years. For she stood up for the love of a man not in her life. Against the grain, what was best for her, doing what was right. And then she dropped her hand back down, staring straight into the crowd. She finished with a voice so soft, but its message clear and loud. "I love my daddy very much. He's my shining star. And if he could, he'd be here. But heaven's just too far. But sometimes when I close my eyes, it's like he never went away." And then she closed her eyes and saw him there that day. And to her mother's amazement, she witnessed with surprise a room full of daddies and children all starting to close their eyes. Who knows what they saw before them? Who knows what they felt inside? Perhaps for merely a second, they saw him at her side. "I know you're with me, Daddy," to the silence she called out. And what happened next made believers of those once filled with doubt. No one in that room could explain it, for each of their eyes had been closed. But there, placed on her desktop, was a beautiful, fragrant pink rose. And a child was blessed, if only a moment, by the love of her shining bright star, and given the gift of believing that heaven is never too far.
Courtroom to the boardroom in the tele- television flare. How the greedy live off poor and hungry people everywhere. Here I go, bound for freedom. May my truth take the lead. Not the preacher, not the Congress, not the millionaire, but me. I will organize for justice. I will raise my voice in song. And our children will be free to lead the world and carry on. Here I go. And beyond, people from all nations create a common bond. With our conscience as our weapon, we are witness to the fall. We are simple, we are brilliant, we are one and we are all. Here I go, bound for freedom. May my truth take the lead. Not the preacher, not the Congress, not the millionaire, but me. I will organize. I will raise my voice in song, and our children will be free to lead the world and carry on. Here I go, bound for freedom. May my truth take the lead. Not the preacher, not the Congress, not the millionaire, but me. I will organize for justice. I will raise my voice in song, and our children will be free to lead the world and carry on.
By Lauren, Time. My lifelong desire has always been twofold, to live in a spiritual manner and encourage others to do the same. From very early childhood, I heard voices, felt and saw things that were not seen or felt by others, and remembered my past lives in great detail. The voices, whom I've always referred to as they, or more fondly as the guys, guided me to people, events, and places that would help me grow and more fully embody universal wisdom. The voices shared universal truths with me and helped me incorporate them. Because of them and my abilities, I became a spiritual and psychic reader and counselor, channel and healer. However, during most of my life, I was quite unhappy. My birth chart was extremely constricting and confining, and I could never accomplish what I felt were my tasks on the planet. I also created many illnesses, including chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, mitral valve prolapse, and fear of everything, chronic depression, allergies, back problems, and the list goes on and on. These illnesses were and are a blessing. Because of them, I took to my bed for long periods of time, resting in the stillness of my being. My downtime was not fruitless. I was questioning, wanting to know, to understand the universe. The guys told me I was a conduit, similar to a transformer in an electrical power station. Negative energy would flow from the planet into my body, where it would be transformed and then grounded into the earth. I noticed that whenever negative energy grew stronger or wars broke out, I grew weaker. You must understand, I didn't want to be a conduit, at least my conscious self didn't. But they reminded me that I had chosen to be a conduit prior to my present birth. Furthermore, I was but one of a chain of conduits placed around the planet, all performing the same community service. Energy came through me for miraculous healing purposes, healing others, that is. I wasn't able to do the same for myself. I employed everything that traditional or alternative medicine could provide, but I remained ill and in pain. I ardently studied astrology, numerology, Kabbalah, psychic, and spiritual lore. I tried special diets, yoga, meditation, chiropractic, homeopathy, flower essences, rebirthing, hypnosis, body work, acupuncture, herbs, and vitamins. You name it, I tried it, but I remained sick and miserable. Then I became suicidal and despondent. I prayed to God to either take me home or give me a different life. During one particularly profound crisis, I prayed out loud, more fervently than ever, begging God to do something. I saw a window open up above me, and I thought, this is it. I fully expected to die, or at least to have another soul, and to trade places in my body. So I waited, but nothing happened. Except I felt an immense sense of peace, the depths of which I've never experienced before. All ideas about suicide were gone completely. After that, the voices were louder and more insistent. They taught me every day, telling me to go places and observe people. They instructed me to go to a nearby, infamous park and see the face of God in every ragged and delirious homeless person, junkie, and prostitute. They instructed me to go into my backyard sanctuary and say the 23rd Psalm out loud to a flower while I wept. The words had never sounded so meaningful before. 2 months later, my dad took seriously ill with cancer. He was an abusive father and had molested me repeatedly during my childhood. However, as a result of my practicing forgiveness for many years, I was able to lovingly care for him, ask for his peaceful release, and see him as a suffering soul. Furthermore, I accomplished being grateful for the gifts he had given me, which has propelled me to learn spiritual wisdom on a deep personal level. Several weeks after that, I felt strange stirrings in my body, my emotions, my soul. I began to feel excited. I sensed that something wonderful was coming. When I told my boyfriend, Paul, he asked me what something was. Was I going to win the lottery? I told him I didn't know, but it felt big. Several nights later, I was awakened after midnight. The voices told me to go to my computer and write. Obediently, I wrote what they dictated, which looked like a poem. I printed a copy and went back to bed. The next morning, I showed my poem to Paul, who is an English professor. He was unimpressed, said it wasn't my best effort, and I forgot about it. I went to visit my sister and her newborn baby. Our relationship had always been tense, but that day I felt wonderful with her. I felt light, happier, and more playful than I could ever remember. On the way home, I started thinking about the poem. I couldn't get it out of my mind. When I got home, I was worn out, so I lay down to rest and Paul joined me. I kept talking to him about the poem. Suddenly, I had an inspiration. It wasn't a poem, it was a telegram. I jumped out of bed and retrieved the copy and reread it with a new understanding. They were sending me a new life. Even now, as I write this, I feel tears in my eyes and a lump in my throat. A new life. I laid back down and was suddenly enveloped in the brightest gold light I had ever experienced. Because I was used to strange occurrences and energies, it didn't frighten me. Rather, I felt soothed, nurtured, and caressed by it. the light streamed into and around my body, like an immense vortex of energy, all the time glowing brighter and brighter until I thought I would explode. I felt the light swirling inside me, flowing through my blood and entering my cells. The brain, organs, and glands felt like they were transforming. This bath of light seemed to last forever, but according to my watch, only lasted about 30 minutes. When I was alone, I felt light, happy, and joyful. Not a word in my old vocabulary. I felt different. As I looked at Paul and my bedroom, I saw them with new eyes. Then the voices told me to look at my watch. 6:18 p.m., October 27, 1995. They told me not to ever celebrate my old birthday again. Today was my new birthday. The old Lauren had died, and a new Lauren had been reborn into the same body.
Thank you.
the quality of your life is governed by the quality of your emotional responses in relationships with family, partners, friends, co-workers, and members of the community. Intelligence balanced with healthy emotional reactions creates vital, growing relationships. In Art, Heart, and Soul Creativity Play Shops, we venture into the inner life using your creative mind, your holistic intelligence. You coordinate your analytical intelligence with your intuitive emotional intelligence through creative activities. Your art speaks a soul language of metaphors and symbols. Explore these symbols for deeper meanings in dialogue and journaling, drama, mass making, song, and movement. Your emotions can be the key to activating your higher mind and to discovery of your divine self. We must first understand what our emotional patterns are, so we can transform them in a positive, healthy way. By illustrating them with simple therapeutic art exercises, we can create a body map of the location and flow of emotions, identifying discords and harmonies. This dynamic illustration helps to determine new options for emotional responses, positive growth, empowerment, and change. Our emotions stimulate our body chemistry, immune system, and our ability to think clearly. It is true that our emotional response patterns can be changed for the better for optimal health. Learn to identify and monitor these responses and exercise responsible control. Simple art exercises in clay, painting, drawing, and collage, music, and movement bring forth new possibilities for harmonies of head and heart, soul and body. Creative activities and your natural curiosity can lead to emotional courage in the exploration of your dreams, ideals, and values. Your happiness requires a balanced symphony of clear thinking, healthy, vital, stable emotions, and a secure soul, grounded in your highest spiritual values. By Patrick Yesh.
Guide me through these days. the ticking of my heart is all that keeps the timing so. I'd rather not get turned around if I go the way to go. And I trust your hand will hold me, and I fear your heart may burst. But if all this leads to loneliness, then nothing could be worse.
Having trouble with my computer, so I called Tim, the computer guy, to come over to my office. Tim clicked a couple buttons and solved the problem. He gave me a bill for a minimum service call. As he was walking away, I called after him, so what was wrong? He replied it was an ID 10T error. I didn't want to appear stupid, but nonetheless inquired, an ID 10T error? What's that, in case I need to fix it again? Tim grinned. Haven't you ever heard of an ID 10T error before? No, I replied. Well, write it down, he said, and I think you'll figure it out. So I wrote ID 10T. And it looked amazingly like the word idiot.
Taught me to face the music. I'm so thankful to know that you're there, sending out signals across the air. In the words of a song, I found a place where I belong. My thoughts were daring and anxious. I was not alone. I struggled out from beneath the sheets for the phone. I called the number she gave out. I rehearsed each line with care in the hopes that she would answer, and with her these words I'd share. It taught me to face the music. I'm so thankful to know that you're there, sending out signals across the air. In the words of a song, I found a place where I belong. of a community, that we are everywhere. She talked of concerts and festivals not too far from here. Though we each have our own voice, we're much stronger in a crowd. I'm a woman, loving woman, sing it strong and sing it proud. You taught me to face the music, I'm so thankful to know that you're there, sending out signals across the air. In the words of a song, I found a place where I belong. You taught me to face the music, I'm so thankful to know that you're there, sending out signals across the air. In the words of a song, I found a place where I belong.
A human being is a part of the whole, called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He, she experiences self, thoughts and feelings as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of understanding and compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Albert Einstein. When we transcend thought and reach that consciousness which is an attitude of listening, the mind is unconditional. In its pure, unconditional state, it is an instrument for neither good nor evil. It is an instrument for the spirit alone. And as such, it will be the instrument for revealing harmony. Where disease was, there will be health. Where the fear of death was, there will be life. Where the possibility of accident was, there will be harmony, safety, and security. The greater the ability to meditate, that is, to sit in a state of receptivity with no conscious thinking taking place, the closer we come to the point where we do neither good nor evil, but are an instrument through which harmony is revealed even where discord had been. While we are functioning on the plane of thought, thought can be used to heal or to bless. But let us never forget that because the mind is an instrument which can be used for good or for evil, there are those on the level of thought who can use their minds for evil if they so choose. Mind, in its unconditional state, is the instrument through which we attain God awareness. Mind, freed of personal human thought, the unconditional mind, becomes a clear transparency through which spirit is made evident to us. In our present state of being, mind has a very important function in our life. And the purer we can keep the mind, the greater degree of harmony we will bring into our experience and that of those around us. Fill your mind with thoughts of freedom, unity, and love. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman wishing joy to the world.